things are going to be a little different this morning. So we're just going to go with God. I'm with you on this, okay? We're just going to move in the will of God. Everything good back there? Okay. Yes, thank you. Okay, so we come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, me and the Lord. He is head and Lord over me, and so I declare this day he will speak and he will do what he wants to do today in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we give all worship and praise to you and honor because you are our God, you are our strength, and in you we trust. Jesus Christ is Lord over Martha Jane Wilcox, and Jesus Christ is Lord of Martha Jane Wilcox. And you will use me according to your perfect will, which I give you thanks for. I praise you, Lord, that you're the one who has placed me. You're the one who uses me. You're the one that I give honor to in Jesus' name. And I bless you for it. For you are the Most High God. You are the Great I Am. You are the Holy One. You are the Pure One. You're the Perfect One. You're the Mighty One. You're the Excellent God. And I give glory and praise to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us. Thank you, Lord, that you have only well thought of us and you have already instructed us in the way in which we should go. And we will pay attention to that. We bless you for it. This is Faith Christian Center, and we bow at your feet, and we honor you, and we love you, Lord, and you make all things come to pass. You correct all things. You set everything in place, and you make it happen. I honor you for that. I trust in you for that, in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you with all of my heart. Praise you for your goodness. Praise you for your mercy. Praise you for your joy. Praise you for your strength. Praise you for your great power and for your great love. Praise you, Lord, that you're tender and you're kind and that you're caring and that you're mighty. And praise you, Lord, that you are my God. That you are my God. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That I have been from before I was placed in my mother's womb. You knew me, and you know me now. You know me now. But we are one, and we are personal. We are personal in our walk together. You are the way. I go with you. We are laborers together, Lord, and we do what you need done. Praise you for it. Praise you, Lord, but we don't have to lean only to our own strength. Oh, yeah, we got to get up. But you're the one. It's the strength that's in us. For you said, faithful is he that calls you, who also will do it. Therefore, bless you for it and praise you for it, that we don't labor alone and we don't decide our way. You tell us what to do, and we go together, you and me, Lord. We go together. Thank you for it. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done thus far and everything that you're doing today. This is your day. Mighty is the Lord. Great and mighty is the Lord. And your power is in us and upon us. And we live in you. We hear you. We do what you want done. We bless you for it. Today we begin in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, honoring you. Praise you, Lord. So when I say to you, it's going to be a little different. The kids, they'll be able to go down in a little bit, okay? But first we're going to give. and so you can think of songs you want to sing, Caleb, okay? If you can think of any, you just let me know. So we're going to sing, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Yes, the joy of the Lord is my strength. As far as we're going to go there. Because if you want joy, you can sing for it, you can laugh, you can clap. Yeah, that's what you can do for it. Okay, marching right along. The joy of the Lord. Okay, now, what about that fountain? You know about the fountain? I've got joy like a fountain, I've got joy like a fountain, I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. Well, I've got joy like a fountain, I've got joy like a fountain, I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. And I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river. We gotta make it go. Like a river in my soul. Oh, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. And I've got love like an ocean, I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. Well, I got love like an ocean, I've got love like an ocean, I've got love like an ocean in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain, I've got peace like a river, I've got love like an ocean in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain, I've got peace like a river, I've got joy, love like an ocean in my soul. I know, you gotta watch them. Okay, now, sing. Everybody sing. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Who is it? Jesus. Say Jesus. That's it, that's him. All right, start again. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. It makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Woohoo! Opens the prison doors, sets the captives free. Well, I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up a well into my soul. Spring up a well and make me whole. Spring up a well and give to me that sweet life abundantly. I always say it the same way. And so, do you have a song you want to sing? Praise him, all you little children. God is love, God is love. Praise him, all you little children. God is love, God is love. Yay! And so, he is love, is he not? Well, what does he say that about that? This is my commandment, that ye love one another, that your joy may be full. There is that joy with again. All right, this is my commandment, that ye love one another, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. Whoopee! Well, this is my commandment, that ye love one another, that your joy may be full. And that's what I have to say. Who has anything else they want to say? Got a song? Or if you're married, sing songs. All right, well, how about... Nothing, huh?
Make sure I know the whole song.
No, you don't have to know the whole song. We've shortened a few.
Oh, she's got a song. Guess what? I have my favorite song. My nanny sings to me at nighttime.
What is it?
Jesus loves me this I know.
That's a very good one.
Oh, it is.
You want to start us out? Come on. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yippee! Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Whoopee, yahoo, yippee, yippee, yahoo. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. With his blood he has saved me. With his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Just let me live my life. Let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And should I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary. With his blood he has saved me. With his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this time of joy and thanksgiving of the great things which you have done for us, Lord. You have saved us. You have brought a praise into our heart. You have made us well with joy and thanksgiving. Praise you for it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. And now, children, it's your turn to take Leslie downstairs. And Father, we ask your blessing on Isabel and on Caleb in Jesus' name and on Leslie, for she also needs greatly blessed of you. She is going to speak forth the great things of God in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
And it'll be an honor. Thank you, Lord. Well, I didn't take up the offering, but they got to go. So, Jesus is Lord, and this is our time now to give thanks to God. For he has done great things for us. And so then, therefore, we take that which comes into our hands and gives that tenth into the Lord's hands, which is where he wants it, in the church. This is where it does him good, right here in the church. So we take the tithe and we bring it here. This is a tithe, and this is an offering that we do guided by the Lord so that there will be meat in his house, so that there will be guidance here and the way. And that's him. He is that way. He's the truth. He's the life. And then therefore, this is his church. This church belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. And there should be joy every day. Every day because of it. That's right. And therefore, now, we receive the blessing of the Lord, the tithe, and the offering now into this church, Faith Christian Center of Columbus, Incorporated, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And I call that blessing back on to each and every one of you. As he receives it, I call the blessing back on to each and every one of you. He said, "Open up the window." He will open up the windows of heaven to you, that there won't be room enough for you to contain it all. But we are not containers. We bring it in and we send it out to exactly where he wants it given. That's our joy. We're here on this earth for the joy of the Lord. He made us for his good pleasure. And then we follow him. We honor him. We follow after him. We are quick to do everything he says because he made us for his good pleasure. He also made everything on this earth for his good pleasure. And you say, "Well, won't the Lord give me the desires of my heart?" Yes. But you'll remember, this is his. And he will give it to you. Walk with him. And that's where the blessing comes from. Walk with him. Speak what he says. Believe what he says. Do it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for this offering. So you can go ahead and count it. Yeah, go ahead. That's what I said. I already prayed over it. Blessed it. Bless the people. And Fred, you'll be going too also?
No, I'm going to stay here.
No, I want you to go. I want you to go. If he can handle it all, please go. And today we're going to talk about the Lord our God whom we love. We're going to talk about him from the top down. We're going to talk about him from the top down because we're down here. But he's up there and he's everywhere. I told you before, he is order. He has an order. He's it. God is mighty God. He is the great I am. And he, you know what? He doesn't apologize for anything. But me as well. I do ask forgiveness if I think I've hurt your feelings, and I'll do that today. And we'll do that today. If you've hurt somebody's feelings, not on purpose, but you have found that they are offended by you, well, then you ask forgiveness of it. Now, if you're called in a way that they don't understand, but they're judging you after their way, yeah, they're going to have to get over it. So forgiveness is the first thing, so that you do not stop the love of God in your life, which we are called to do. We are called to love him with our whole heart. We are called to bless him. And that love will be stopped if we do not forgive and watch ourselves and guard ourselves carefully that we do not take offense. Not at little things and not at big things. We immediately take it to the throne and ask God to forgive us for being offended and forgive those who have offended us. God says that if you, he says if you hold people's sins against them, then they're held. Whoever sins you retain, they're retained. Well, that's how much authority we have. But you don't want to be caught in that. Because if you do not forgive, neither can the Father forgive your trespasses. So we will not be caught in that. We will be certain that we are keeping ourselves clear and clean at all times. a couple of weeks ago, I had said something in response to somebody who had been hard on me, not even understanding my call, but judging me after their thinking. This isn't good. So they had been, and I answered back, not to the person, but the person that told me about it. Here we go again. And so, and I said, just a minute. I should not have said that. And I ask you to forgive me. Oh, you don't have to ask me. I said, don't worry. I'll ask God first. He already knows it in my heart. I've asked before I even open my mouth to you. But I ask him in front of you to forgive me. Because that stops the love of God for me. And I'm supposed to guard my heart with all diligence because out of it flows the issues of life. I don't want to be left down here on the earth. Once we got born again, we did what it took to go to heaven. He needs us down here. Well, we are in charge of our own heart. We make certain that we flow in the love of God. And should somebody hurt our feelings or judge us or, you know, consider us to be this, that, or the other, you know, who cares, Ralph, you know? Because what does it matter? Is your opinion going to be counted in heaven? No. So you might as well keep that. Actually, don't keep it to yourself. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. And what is the one thing that we are to do? Judge with righteous judgment, not to stand in condemnation and judgmentalism and criticism of others. That's not our job. Well, that's the devil's job, of course. Our job is to love, and we only judge with righteous judgment. And who's righteous? Beg your pardon? And so how did we get righteous?
By his blood. He gave it to us. We were made righteous.
How's that? How did we get made righteous?
Jesus was made to be sin for us, that we might be made righteous in Christ.
Yeah, I don't think the church can hear that.
We were made righteous by the blood of Jesus. By his righteousness, we have been made righteous.
That's right. That's right. That's been made. But it's not a done deal until you do what? Beg your pardon?
Receive it.
Ah, receive. Did everybody hear that? Yeah, Romans 10, 9 and 10 tells us how we are to what? Believe with the heart and speak with the mouth. That's how we're saved. But you have to first believe with it. It's not a thing that you just heard it, and so then you speak it. Then, nope. The thing is, you believe it with the heart, then you speak it with the mouth. That's when it becomes power to you. That's when righteousness enters in you. You see, our righteousness was as filthy rags. Yeah, we don't want that. That didn't help anything. And it won't be remembered. It won't be written down in the actual, this is what the Holy Spirit was doing. Yeah, the filthy rags are cast aside. But he has promised us his righteousness. And it's said this way by the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. He becomes absolutely vital to you. You hold him. Well, he's hard to hold, but because he's always moving. He's always moving. He's fast in whatever he does. And you got to keep up with him. You stretch forth your hand to him, and he will lead you into places you wouldn't go. Don't worry. If he takes you into some place you wouldn't go, and it's always like that. You just stretch forth your hand, and he will lead you. And as he leads you, then you know where you're going. But it's only as he leads you. He didn't tell you before you get there. He may say, get up and go. And when you get up, you stretch forth that hand. You receive the power of the Holy Spirit on you, and you move forward in the perfect will of God. The love of God, the Holy Ghost, is with you. And you've prepared your heart. You have nothing against anyone. You refuse to be in unforgiveness or in offense in any way. No, you let them all let go. You forgive them. Because Jesus, in his darkest hour, taking our sin, because he knew no sin, he said, forgive them, Father, because they know not what they do. Knowing not, no, they didn't. And he forgave them, even in their ignorance. While he was hurting, while he was in pain, while he was suffering to degrees that you have to read Psalm 22 to see what was going on the inside of him, going on. On the outside of him, they could see how he was beaten, how his beard was pulled out, his hair was pulled out, how he was beaten with rods after having been striped. And in torn. And now, he could be on the cross with that kind of pain, to maxed out pain. And we talk about pain, yeah. It's nothing compared to what he went through for us. He doesn't ask us to do it. He did it. For us. He did the things that we could not do for ourselves because of what? That's the Dory look. What is it? Because of what? That's right. Because he loved us. I might get you to stand up here because I don't think that they can hear you from this little bitty. So, because of his love for us, he came. In the first place, as soon as Lucifer tried to overthrow the throne of God, what happened to him?
He got cast out?
That's right. Good boy. That's somebody you can hear. Okay. He got cast out of heaven. And so he thought he would go to God's creation, the man he created. He did that just for him. He created that man just for him to fellowship with, to love, to be a friend with, to be together with. As a parent, a mom and a dad, your greatest joy is to have that little baby who is looking to you to show him everything. So you're going to show him everything. Oh, yeah. This is grass, buddy. Look at this. Or how about, and this is sand over here. Now, this is water. This is, you have things to show them. And they have names. And the child learns the names from you. They don't know English when they get here. No. They can watch you and see what your attitudes are toward them. And they live by that. Now they're learning words. But they already know what are your attitudes. If you are thankful to have them, they're the happiest little kids on 2 feet. Yeah. And if you praise them for being their child, they're thrilled. Oh. And they sleep well at night. Just love them. Just care for them. Well, you watch God in the same way, and much more does the love of God love us, tend to us, care for us. He comes in such a beautiful way. He's only holy. And he's only pure in all of his ways, his motives. Everything is pure about God. But somebody in heaven made what? Sin. And wanted to overthrow God. He wanted to sit on God's throne. And, well, wait a minute. Now he wants to be above God's throne. He had maxed himself out. Yes, he did. And so, like lightning, he was thrown out of heaven. He came to Adam and Eve. Now he thought, I can fool her. Because, remember now, he's a manipulator. Oh, what about that manipulation? Manipulation cannot be used. No, not by the people of God. We do not. Manipulation is it's like deception. It's like that, only it's different. Now, deception can control you, but manipulation is all meant to control. We don't do that. There is one that has a controlling spirit. You know him. He got thrown out. He's no good. He's called the devil. He's called Satan. He's got different names. Beelzebub, he's got a lot of different names. God says, stay away from him. Cast him out. Stand firm. Go forward in battle. Don't let him overtake you. Go forward in battle. Don't turn back in the day of battle. God is, bro, he wants you to trust him that everything that you face, he's the answer. He will help you. He'll get you past it. You still will have to go through the fire. Are you going to get burned? Yes, I'm asking. No. No. He well puts that story in. He has certain stories in this Bible, and that's his word to you, which you should know every bit of it, because that's him talking. He gave us instruction through this word, and so should you have to go through the fire, you're not going to be burned. You're not going to smell like smoke. But you will have been in the fire. And I don't know if you have been that you know of in the fire. But if you've been in the fire, I think you'd know it. I've been there. And so, but we're all out on the other side of it. Because why? Thank you. That's the words. Because God is with us. He is with us. And he has given us the Holy Spirit in this time. Praying in the Holy Ghost sends you into just the right places. Again, places you wouldn't go. But no problemo. You are here to work for the Lord. So you're going to represent the Lord. Having been sent into these places, people will see the Lord. They will know the Lord because you stretched forth your hand and you obeyed, you went, and you accomplished something that is written down in heaven. Only the works by the Holy Ghost are written down in heaven. And we all have the privilege of staying before the Lord, worshiping him, receiving instruction and doing it. We don't go without the Holy Ghost. Whatever the instructions are, we do it under the Holy Spirit and by His hand. Yeah, you don't know the next step anyway. Come on. He's the one that gives how to do it. And then therefore, you take that first step and He's got the next step. And as you go, you understand. And this is why the hindsight is really good. All the track where you've been, you see why He even sent you in the first place, where you weren't able to see that before. And if you'll just do what He tells you, people will get saved. People will know the real Jesus Christ, because that's who you're representing. This is fun. The Holy Ghost thinks it's lots of fun. He's a very cheerful goer. He's cheerful. He's fun. He's happy. He's... I told you what He looked like. Yeah, when I saw Him, He was so glad to see me, but I was so glad to see Him. And watching what He did thrilled my heart. He did what He always does. What's that, Kathy? Heals the sick, He raises the dead, and He casts out devils. And you get to watch it because you're there, remember? If you're watching Him in a setting, great. I mean, He'll open up your eyes, you'll watch Him. He is, and He's fast. And I told you before, one of the most favorite CDs or DVDs that I had was this, of where it's LaDonna Osborne, the daughter of T.L. and Daisy Osborne, and was called to Africa. They wanted to see the miracles that were done while T.L. and Daisy had been there. And they spoke of these until now. People were in braces, they were in wheelchairs, they were walking with staffs, trying to hold them up. There, things had happened. And, you know, the curse was rampant upon them. And they wanted the miracles again. So they sent notice to the Osborne Foundation, and they wanted LaDonna to come. Well, she came, because what does the Lord always say? You go. You go. You know how many times I've heard that? I've asked Him, do you want me to go? Do you want me to do this thing? And He'll say, you go, and I'll be with you. Same thing He said to David. Yeah, I go into a fight that I don't want to go into. Uh-uh. And yet, or I'll go into a place. I didn't want to go. I didn't like it in prison. I didn't like it. Pastor Ed and I were up there singing and worshiping God. My brother David was with us. They were playing guitars. But I am a seer. And so I saw the demons, and they were 30 feet tall, and they're, oh. Let's go, you guys. No more songs. Let's get out of here. But it was one of my first. And so I hold still. I say nothing. Mm-hmm. But I see everything. You wouldn't want to see them. But what do? We bind them. Bam. Hold them still. They can do nothing as long as we're there. Right? No matter what we go into, whatever God sends us into, bam. They're held fast. They can do nothing because we have the command in Jesus' name to command them. You're bound now in Jesus' name. You can do nothing. And it sounds like, oh, you're arrogant. Nope. No, if we were arrogant, we'd probably have our name in light somewhere. Right? No, we're not going to do that. No, we're the saints of God, and we're going to do whatever Jesus did. All you got to do is read it. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts. Whatever Jesus did, then we do the same. And you watch them, they did the same. So what do we do today? The same. Heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out devils. Cure diseases. Do miracles. Open your mouth and let the Lord teach the word, teach the way. This is the will of God. So LaDonna gets over there, and she preaches. It's not my way. She, you know, I want to hear word in power, and I want to see the way to go. I mean, you got to take me somewhere, you know? I like that. Take me somewhere when you're preaching. But if you haven't been there, it's a little hard for you to do that. So you've got to be on your knees before the Lord, and he takes you, and he is the one that trains you. Now, that's what he did with me. Boom. Opened the door and ran out the door. But he taught me everything I know. I didn't learn it from somebody else. No, I learned it from him. And I was on my knees day and night. And the rest of the time I was out in the neighborhoods leading people to Jesus, and you didn't dare knock on my door. Anyway, so back to LaDonna. She's up, she's preaching now. And now, well, and I was showing the intercessors this, and I said, now watch it, watch, wait, pay attention. Because they, you know, they were speaking. And I said, no, watch. And he goes, wham, that fast over this crowd of people. Now, they were seated because they had, you know, troubles. Yeah. One kind of an affliction or another. But he went, bam, just that fast, and you just saw braces and things flying off of him. And nobody got hurt, of course. You know, the angels of God take care of everything. They go with you. They'll go with you into every place. And when the Holy Spirit blows up the place, nobody's going to get hurt. Even if they fall down, they don't get hurt. No? How would I know that? Swinging on the swing with my kids, I had swung them very high because I like to go high. Well, anyway, it's my turn now. Okay, girls, it's my turn. So I go, yay, and I went as high as I could go. And the Lord spoke to me and said, this swing is going to break. And I said, my God will protect me. And sure enough, and the swing broke. And down I went. Didn't know it, though. See, there's a safe place. People call that a black hole, and they call it black hole in a bad way. There's this place. We are kept, and we don't even know what happened. But he takes care. Remember I told you? He takes care of everything. He's not going to let you get hurt. But what did I find out? That's how it is. You go down by the Holy Ghost, you're not going to get hurt. Oh, my goodness, they must have banged their head on the floor. Oh, stop. Let's trust the Lord, and you find out you can. I did it with the steps at home. Mm-hmm. And I went straight out, but I went right into that safe place again. And landed on a tile floor. I should have broke all the bones in my face and my chest and, ribs, all that. Didn't. And I was carrying five glass glasses. I had them like that in my hand, like that, and my Bible in this hand, which had the covenant in it. I'm speaking of a book called The Blood Covenant. And I always carried it right inside. And so I went into my this safe place again and knew nothing until I woke up on the floor. All the glasses were broke except one. And remember, I was carrying them right against me. Now, does God know how to take care of you? Yeah. Do you think I got cut? No, not with one little piece of glass. Shattered every one of them except for that one. All over the place. And me, I was laid on my side with my finger touching the door. He knows just how much space you've got between here and there. And so when I opened my eyes, I said, first thing I said was, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I saw the glass all over. And then I noticed my Bible sitting there. This one. And it was sitting there, and right next to it, if I had a measuring tape, ruler, whatever, It was perfectly so many inches from and so many inches down, perfectly sat right next to it. I love the way he is. He does stuff so perfectly, and nothing is sloppy about him. You know, we went through stuff in the body of Christ. You know, I'm at this 46 and a half years, and came in a revival, a great outpouring. And in that outpouring, you heard all kinds of things, sloppy agape, tough love, all that kind of stuff. I want to tell you something. Love is love. The agape love of God is the agape love of God. Tough love, they were talking about when you had to be tough with somebody, you know, you probably had to tell them no about something. That's not tough love, and that shouldn't even have gotten in there. There is nothing more powerful than the love of God. There is nothing more powerful than Him who is. He is love. He's a lot of things, but He is love. And you start there because He's light. Yes, He is kindness, and He is goodness, and He is mercy. And yes, He's mighty in all of His ways. But you go back to the front. The front is He is love. And the agape love of God cannot be measured by anything. It's the most powerful force in the universe, and He is the universe. And when you come to know Him in Himself, personal, and that's what this whole thing, what He told me today, was that they should know me personally, as a personal Lord, a personal Savior, a personal one that you walk with, because two cannot walk together except they be agreed. You've got to know what the Word of God says. You've got to read it yourself. You know, when I first got born again, I led lots of Catholics into the kingdom. It thrilled me. I lived in a Catholic neighborhood, but I was Methodist. Okay, so whatever. And then we finally find the real thing, which is the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Altogether born again. Took me to 30 years old. I was really upset about that. I felt like God, how could you let me waste that much time? Sounds like I'm blaming Him, right? Okay. No, well, but once, but He came to my room. He came to my bedroom. He knew where my Bible was. I didn't. He gets this little Bible out, which was packed. And I didn't know where, because we had just moved there from Illinois. And he had it open to the Ten Commandments on the bed, and I knelt down. I knelt down, and we went through the Ten Commandments. And an hour and a half later, because I'm a very thorough person, I'm real picky, I'm real particular, and if there's one thing out of place, or if I forgot one thing, I would never be happy. No, that would upset me to no end. No, I'm going to stay here. This is how it is. I'm going to stay at it until I've got what it is He needs me to do. And I have set myself also in a way, I'm going to tell you now, because Pastor Brandon will be back here next Sunday. Okay, in Jesus' name. And thank God for him. And thank God that it is well with him, that he is blessed in Jesus' name, and that no evil can set upon him to hurt him. And that was another thing I had wanted to come in here. I have so many things I'd like to say. But what God has blessed, no man can curse. And that is a line out of the Word of God. But it's so powerful. It's so mighty. And no matter how the enemy works against you, it will not be able to stand. You've got to believe that. And if you'll believe that you are blessed and highly favored by God, then you're blessed and highly favored by God. And you're not going to take any trash that the enemy tries to put on you. Why would you do that? Okay, so you say, stop. Get out of here in Jesus' name. Now the kids, they learn to kick the devil out. You know, that's the joy of the Lord. To me, kick the devil out. Don't put up with him. Do you ever, the first sign of him, you throw him out because you have power over him. If you don't seem to have power anywhere else, don't let it bother you. You got power over the devil. And you'll be doing the things of God. Take authority over him. Hurt him. Yeah, he doesn't like that. It's all right. Are we going to feel sorry for him?
No.
Oh, good. Thank you, Laura. We are definitely not going to feel sorry for him. No, not at any time. No, we're the representatives. Representatives of God. We are the ones. And we are glad to do it. I told you about the people in China. Yeah, this thrills my heart. I told you already about them. But there's an underground church there. Now remember, that's not their religion over their country. But they're born again. This is the born again church, and they're like 250,000 of them, and the government has had a little bit of trouble with what to do with these people. But these people are so happy to be altogether born again and know God that they can't wait to be martyred. Go ahead. Make my day, you know. And that should be, our joy should be so great in the Lord. So happy that he came to get us. He came and got us. You know, we sang the song for the kids. He came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the sky, our debt to pay, cross, I mean. And then from the cross to the grave, and from the grave to the sky. So if I added something in there, but I don't know, it makes me happy. It makes me very happy. And we always made sure that the kids heard it. We always made sure that the teenagers sang it all the time. Because if you get out, you got to know there's an order. And how else could you love and respect this precious Lord Jesus Christ who gave his life for you? Because there was. He could do it, and he was the only one that could do it. And he's the one that we love and serve. He's the one that we care about. He's the one that we put ourselves out there for when we don't want to go. No, we don't want to go. But is it about us? Do we say? No. We pass right by that we don't want to go, and we bow down, and we say, what do you have for me to do, Lord? I'll do that. The very thing you need me to do, that's what I'm going to do. And I'll do it according to your will. Lead me, Lord, and I will accomplish it. Now the two of you can walk together. If you don't bypass your way, what you think, how you've judged this situation, if you don't bypass that, you're going to stay down here in your self-will instead of in the will of God, which is written down. Every act that's accomplished by the Holy Ghost is written down, and you'll hear it on our day of judgment. You'll hear it. This is the awards that are given, because when he moved on you, you got up and went. It's written down. Just make sure you stay. I don't care how many hours it takes. When they told me I couldn't. No, I won't be able to. I stayed. I wasn't going to come home to my prayer closet and tell God, well, the door wasn't open. I couldn't do it because they said I couldn't get in there. I know you sent me, but they would not let. And all these things happened, and all these people came against me. And so what did I do? I am not going to get to my prayer closet and say, well, you know, the door was shut. Now I want to say, shut up, because no, he doesn't. It's over. Do you understand? If he can't trust you to stay and get the job done, now you tell me. I raised 5 kids. They were going to get the job done. Okay? Yep. I love them with all my heart. They will get the job done. Where do we learn this? Same place. Now, does it bring a blessing from mom and dad and a praise offering to you when you complete what they've given you to do? Absolutely. You know, if you didn't have a mother who teaches and sets in place and doesn't allow just any old thing, oh no. Now, this is the way it is. I told my boys at the front, Dad and I did the best we could for 30 years. But now we have Jesus Christ, and this is His Word, and we're going to live by exactly what He says. So you be here every morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, bring your Bibles. I will learn from the Lord at the night, and I will teach you first thing in the morning, and then we're going to get people born again. And that's how we did it. And I told you, Brandon's 4 years old, and this kid has got a raft of kids that he's got born again. Now, he didn't lead them in himself. He bring them home. Okay, Mom, they're ready. Pray the prayer. Okay, he's 4. Then he moves to 5. And I'm teaching him how the father is the head of the family. And I can hear him out there playing. They were supposed to be playing house with the kids. They gathered at the apartment there. And now the dad is the head of the house, he says. And that's my boy. And so, and in that is watching his dad be that love of God and watching his mother support him. And we work together. We work together in the ministry from the first to the front. You make a pact. You're going to walk together. You're going to support each other. But you're going to do exactly what God tells you to do. And this is what we did. And we did this all the way through. One thing I know about people, there can't be two that you're looking at. There has to be one. And so I'd set back, but not left out. We did nothing that wasn't talked over and agreed upon, and then we went forward. Now that's how we did it. Other people, they run their ministries by themselves. The woman, the man runs his by himself. Now we were accountable for that. Both of us had to prove ourselves out for 7 years before we got born again. We had 5 major Bible studies going on in all these different towns that had to be traveled to, where I went with them until I started having baby after baby. And then, but I had my job, and that was all in the neighborhoods, the mothers, the children, leading them all into the kingdom, teaching them, and doing signs, miracles, and wonders continually. Now, and then I traveled with him at different times when the Lord said go. Now, he usually had miracles, signs, and wonders that he wanted me to do. And I had to be, again, I walked together with my husband. Anyway, people think, you know, oh, you should just sit on the front row. No, my job was to pray in the Spirit for him while he's doing the preaching and ministering. If I had to sit alone, then I did. The row was empty, except for me. But I was going to do my ministry if it was the last thing I do. And that's the point of it. Who's going to? It's not about anybody else. It's all about God calling us. And we're responsible directly to Him for what we do or don't do. So we have to be listening. So listening, we do. And if He says, now I want you to go to Africa, preach, and I'll do signs, miracles, and wonders. Okay. So she goes. And He healed everybody in the place. Everyone who had a brace, was in a wheelchair, had one. They had every manner of thing wrong. We have things wrong in this nation, but in the other nations, they have everything in abundance. And of course, God gave us Haiti, gave us a village in Haiti. And if we, God says, I'll give you this village. if you want it. Pastor Ed says, yes, I'll take it. He came home and told me, and I said, okay. Now, and this is the way we operated. When God told me something, he said, okay, let's do it. And when God told him, no, we respected one another. We didn't argue. We never argued. There was never a dispute among us. If God had spoken to him, I revered and respected him with all of my heart and all of my ways. He did the same with me. And if there isn't that, you can't walk together. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If you don't understand that God is love, he is not against you, he is not condemning you, he is not... He just wants you to trust him. He wants to send you, if you'll go, and he wants you to trust him. Trust him that if you've stretched forth your hand, he's going to lead you into the places that he needs you to go to work for him. He's intense. You think I'm intense? He's very intense. And if you don't, he made this a personal relationship. Personal. So how do you get to know the Lord personally? He knows you, don't worry. But, not that you do. No, he already knows you. How do you know him?
Ask him to come into your heart.
And how do you know him after that?
You can feel him.
No. Mm-mm. Thank you. Who said that? Who said that? Arlena. Thank you. By his word, he wrote this Bible so that you could know him personally. And if you don't, you cannot walk together. Now, he wants you to understand to rightly divide the word of truth, because the whole word is God. And he never changes. So some people say throughout the Old Testament? No. But to understand rightly, everything is rightly divided at the cross. Those who were unborn again in the Old Testament looked toward the cross for their salvation. They trusted in that. And when they passed, went right into the bosom of Abraham, or paradise, and waited. We on this side, who are born again, they couldn't be born again. But when Jesus went into the belly of hell, he brought captivity captive. He took the bosom of Abraham, everybody that was in it. And they were all raised up with him, which were seen upon the earth for 40 days. And then they all went up. Ours, we look back at the cross. That's our salvation. All that he did, all that he came to do, all. And he, you know, nobody had to tell him to read the scriptures every day. He read the scriptures every day. He prayed every day. Nobody had to come and say, now, you know, you need to read the scriptures today. Yeah, he is our example. We do exactly as we watch him, just like he did. What I see my Father do, that's what I do. Well, what we see him do, that's what we do. So, I think my time is up, but I don't know. What time is it? Is this the time that it's up? How many minutes do I have getting there?
I don't know how to answer that question.
It says
11:38. Yeah. Well, it only goes to 11:30.
But it only goes to 11:30. Well,
whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Let the Lord be praised, for he takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, Martha Jane Wilcox. Can you say that? Say it. The Lord takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Name your name. Amen. And I call you blessed as well. And thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your great love and your great blessing upon your people. We are this portion of the body of Christ, and we are grateful to be this portion. And help us, Lord, to move ahead and do the things you need done in Jesus' name. And we honor you with all of our heart today, our mind and our strength. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.